Today's daf is Yuma, daf Samach Dalid, as we continue in Perek Shnei Seirei, talking about the Seir L'Azazel and the Seir L'Hashem, and we're in the sugya of Shchutei Chutz, and Mechusar Zman, and Balmum V'chulu. We learned yesterday the Shita, the Gemara ended off with a question, we have three answers, and we have a fourth one coming up, but the context is the Isra of Shchutei Chutz, which I wanted to talk about for 2 minutes before we get back to the exact Gemara, and that is the Torah tells us in Parshas Achremos, Asher Yishchad Shor Ochesav O'Eiz, V'Pesach O'Amoy Lo Evio, Dam Shafach, V'Nichras, very, very extreme formulations, as we pointed out in the last year. So what is so crucial, what is so defining about this Isser that would call it Shvichas Damim? That's what it's compared to. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, two ideas. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, Kuf Pei Vav. Lefish Hashem Barachu, Kava Makom Li Yisrael, Lahavisham Karbonosam. Number one, Hashem was Koveya and set a place for Bnei Yisrael to bring their Karbonos. Ula Hakin Sham Levavami Love, and for them to be inspired in that place. Umitoch kfius hamakom, vahagdalaso, viyiraso, el lev bnei adam, nafsham is pa'elos sham latov. Through the kvius of this place, we then become inspired, and we have a place where we could go to gain inspiration. Vahalavavos misrachachim, vinichnoim, lakabal sham malchus shamayim vishlema. We could go there to be makabalo malcha shemayim v'chulu. The chinuch says this also by vasuli mikdash and by other mitzvahs as well. And therefore, we are commanded not to give karbanos anywhere else so that there will be a focus on the Beis HaMikdash and the Makom where we're supposed to bring karbanos. Okay, number one. That doesn't really explain the severity, though, of Shvichas Damim. So now he gets into the second point. The klal advarim. Kikol asher tzivanu l'tov lanu. Everything that is commanded to us is for our good. Kemosha kasavnu. Ki okel chafetz b'tovas briosav. B'tuvo hagadol. Hashem wants the goodness of his creations. V'yamar. Ki mishe yakriv chutz lo osoa makom hanivchar. Dam yichashev lo. So why is it? Why is it blood? So here goes the Sefer HaChinuch, and it's rooted already in the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Svarno on the Pasuk. V'ho inyanhu. Ki Hashem lo hitir l'bnei adam basar bale.
Remember, says the Chinuch, when the world was created, we were not yet allowed to eat animals. According to Rov Rishonim, even if the animals died, we weren't allowed to eat it yet. It was Asur. Only after the story of Noach, then we were able to eat. But even when we were given the permission to eat it, it was only for certain purposes. L'kapara, o l'tzarche b'nei adam, for human needs, kagon mazon, o refua, o kol davar sheyesh bo shum tzarech b'nei adam, food or medicine, anything else that people need. But killing them stam for no other purpose. That's a destruction. It's like shofech dam because this dam was only given to us in order to use. And if we're not, then, so to speak, it goes back to the original Isser. And even though it's not like murder, because of the maila that a person is on and the lower status that an animal is on, mikol makom shvichas damim yikra meyach yikra. It's still called a type of spilling blood. Meyachash lo itira kasav l'shavcha lo toelas, because the Torah says we're not allowed to spill blood for no purpose. V'yalkein amar stam shukas shvichas dam. Achashu shofech dama b'makom shlo nitzav l'shchita. If I do it, if I shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah. It's not going to be mutter to me. It's not lachila. It's not lahanath. Nothing. V'yein ba'osa shchita toelas klal. Aviyesh b'davar.
That's why it's going back to the original state that the animals were in. Like the Svarno also says, Dam Yichashev, Kimo Shahaya Inyan Kodaman Babel. Like before the Babel, Shlohut Elem Larog, Baalechayim Lachlam. If you don't shecht properly, Hashem gave you a permission to shecht and to partake of animals in a proper way. But if not, then the original Isser kicks in. That's the Ramban, that's the Sefer HaChinuch, that's the Svarno. All of these Rishonim emphasize the same point. Or the Ramban also, because it goes back to the original. This relates to the
nor the Behuda, which we have mentioned in the past, nor the Behuda Tinyana in Yaradeya in Simen Yud that has the hunting tshuva, where he goes through what are the Isurim regarding the Isur of hunting, and he says, well, he goes through maybe it's Tsar Balei Chaim, maybe it is Baal Tashchis, goes through all the Isurim, and he says, no. He says, number one, what's really problematic is the Hashkafic problem, that the only hunters in the Torah were Nimrod and Esav. You don't want to be amongst them, that group. And number two, the real Isur, he says, is putting yourself into a dangerous situation. And Knisa L'matzav Shel Sakana is also Usur. But we might add now, this is also Usur. Is that considered a Tzarche B'nei Adam? I'm only allowed to kill animals. Wait, the animal's going to bite me is also Tzarche B'nei Adam. I'm allowed to kill it. I'm allowed to remove it. But other than that, it's Kapara or Tzarche B'nei Adam. And other than that, it is not allowed. That's the Isur of Shchutei Chutz. Okay. We continue now, back in the Gemara. So we mentioned three different answers. The Gemara is trying to come up with an answer to the question of why do you need a pasuk to exclude Mechusar Zman from Seir Lazazel, that the Seir Lazazel is not allowed to be a 5-day-old Seir, it has to be at least 8 days old. You need a pasuk to tell me that. What do you need a pasuk to tell me that for? Even without the pasuk, I know that you're not allowed to bring a Mechusar Zman for the Chatos Lashem, and when you do the Hagrala, you don't know which one is going to end up being the one that's Lashem. So therefore, they both have to be ra'ui to be the one that's Lashem. So you can't use a mechusar zman. So why do you need a pasuk? So we have to come up with answers. What's a case where we will have a Seir Lazazel that would not have been created from a hagrala? So first we thought it was Chanan HaMitzri, who says that even if one of them dies, even if the Azazel dies after the Chatos Lashem is shechted, you can just bring another one. So the Gemara said, that's not true, because maybe he only says that the chiddush is that you could use the blood of the first one, but not that you don't have to do a hagrala for the second one. Maybe you do have to do a hagrala. So the Gemara says, no, it's Reb Shimon, who says it beferish. Reb Shimon holds that you do not have to do a hagrala for the second one if one of them died. Ravina had the third answer. Maybe it's a case where you already have the Seir Lazazel, but it got a mum. And as we know, Baal Mum is also excluded from being a Seir Lazazel. Both Mechusar Zman specifically and Baal Mum generally, because it's considered a type of carbon. And even though it is not burned on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, it's pushed off the cliff, Techiyasu Letzuk, still, that is called a carbon, and Baal Mum is excluded. So in that case, where I take a Baal Mum, a Seir Lazazel, and make it, and be mechalal it, and change the status onto another Seir, so that's a case where you cannot do it onto a Mechusar Zman. Those are three answers. The number two and number three were accepted, and now we get to the fourth answer. On top, Samach Dalet Amen Aleph. Rava Amar, Kigon Shahaya Lo Chole Betoch Beso. The case is where somebody has a Chole. Somebody's deathly ill in somebody's house. V'shachadimo b'yom ha-kippurim. And it's Yom Kippur. And the person is deathly ill, so the mother has to, the mother of the person, shechs an animal, shech the sa'ir, in order to feed to the person, because it's pikuach nefesh, he needs to eat meat or else he is going to die in Yom Kippur. What happens if that sa'ir was the mother of the sa'ir la'azazel? All of a sudden, after that shechita, which took place, which was mutter, because of pikuach nefesh, all of a sudden, the other sa'ir la'azazel that's about to try to bring kapara for all of Klal Yisrael becomes mechusar zman because of the isra of Osova Espino. Mechusar zman, if you remember from yesterday's daf, doesn't only mean within the first 8 days after birth, but any time an animal cannot be brought, it is mechusar zman. As we had yesterday, the mechusre kapara, zav zava, yoledes emitzora, before their day eight, they're called mechusar zman. Any animal that is usher to be shechted today, based on the isra of Osova Espino. The pasuk in Parshas Emor, Lo Sishcha Tu B'Yom Echad, now let us shech the mother and the child, the offspring on the same day. So that's what happened. So without the pasuk, I would have said that it would be okay because this Mechusar Zman is already after the Hagrala, and you just put it, using it for the Seir Lazazel. Comes along the pasuk and says you're not allowed to use that. Says the Gemara, good. That's the case of Chol HaBetoch Beso. The Ritva points out that you could have also said a case of Mezid. The Gemara just doesn't want to talk about Rishoyim. Says the a case where you actively just killed an shechted an animal on Yom Kippur. Ubalava chinami mishkachas lashashachtu b'mezid labari shelo kedin aval ella to call et the efshal leukmei beteir adetzvei. We'd rather not say that we are birishii askinan. Rabbi Kiva Eger here asks the question without answering it and says, why didn't the Gemara just say kipshuto that the two seirim were mother and child?
Why do you have to say that, oh, somebody at home shechted the mother? No, just say the mother and the child. Kashali, lama lo lo'ukmek bipshuto, de beis irim heim eim ubna. De ha de ba'inan shneim shavim b'maru v'koma, as we said, that's only a din l'charchila. But if you have a mother and child, they can look similar. They're not going to be exactly the same. But why don't you say that's the case? So here at this point, they're both Roy Lashem at the time of the Hagrala. Right after the Hagrala, then they're labeled. Right after you shech the Seir Lashem, then the other one becomes Bechuzer Zman. Kasha does not answer the question. How you might have to answer this question is that it's a chiddush, but he doesn't. That's why maybe he doesn't want to suggest this answer. But maybe one could say that if I know, if I have mother and child here, so I know I could already foresee that one's going to be mechuser zman. So maybe that's already a problem to begin with, and I would have said, you're not allowed to do this. Not allowed to do this. Again, you might say that he doesn't accept that answer. But one might say in this case where you know it's a pair and you know they both have to be dealt with today, so you can't use them l'charchila, because you know one of them, you have to look at it in broad terms and not just in a limited way of, you know, each of these animals is arotli for the positions right now. Maybe you have to look at it in broader terms, and that's why the Gemara didn't want to suggest that possibility. Okay, either way, so this is answer number four. This is a case where there is no Hagrola. Says the Gemara, V'chi ha-gavna mi-asur. 1 minute. Is it Asur in that case? Is it Asur after the mother is shechted? You're not allowed to use this, do the Seir Lazazel. Lo sishkatu amar achmana v'hai lav shchitahi. But what do you do to the Seir Lazazel? You don't shecht it anyway. You just are doche it latzok. You push it by the cliff, as we'll talk about in the Mishnayos, Be'ez Hashem, soon. So is that a violation of Osobes Beno? Says the Gemara, yes. Ha'amri b'ma'arava, t'chiyaso l'tzuk, zu hi shchitaso. The pushing it off of the cliff is its shchita. That is the important lashon of the Gemara here. That has the status of shchita, at least legabe the iser of Osova Espino. Does it have that halacha shchita for other halachas? We'll talk about it soon. But first, the formulation of Rabbi Yosef Engel. We have two Rabbi Yosef Engels today. This is the first one. He writes in Asman Daraisa in Simon Aleph. He says, the Gemara says this about three actions. There are three actions that are not exactly a shchita. One might say it four. One might throw in a fourth one. That it is not physically a shchita, but it functions as a shchita. The Gemara here, Seir Mishtaleach, T'chiyaso Latzuk Zuhi Shchitaso, regarding Osob Espino. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Ayin, regarding Egla Arufa, where we break the back of the neck of the animal by the anonymous corpse. Arifasa Zuhi Shchitasa. That's number two, by Egla Arufa. Number three, Chul and Daf Yud Zayin, Nechira Bamidbar Zuhi Shchitasa, before we had the mitzvah of shchita, so one was allowed to kill any animal in the midbar. So nechira, meaning killing it through its nostrils. Bish bamidbar zui shchitaso. So that is three. Throw in one more. Malika. We know that's a mitzvah. Mitzvah daraisa, to instead of shechting, doing shchita to a bird, karban, but I do malika, which is the opposite. Not from the front, but from the back, and not with a knife, but with a fingernail. But all of those, we assume, right, the first three are in Gemaras, and then Rav Yosef Engel says, Bipshitas hu adin ba'ov kachin bifnim, milikaso zui shchitaso. How do we view all of these elements? How do we view all of them? Says the Rav Yosef Engel, the kishen nitzna Torah mitzvahs shchita, when the Torah gave the mitzvah of shchita, which basically can be translated in larger terms as how to kill an animal when you are going to use it for constructive purposes. That is the general mitzvah of shchita. When the Torah gave that chilka osa, the Torah made certain distinctions. Most of the time, 90% of the time, there's what we would call shchita. But 10% of the time, there's some other cases, different forms of shchita. To bechulin tihiyem en atzavar, ubesakin. When it comes to chulin, you go from the neck and from the knife. Uba of kachim, bifnim tihye hashchita, biyad, umin haoref. Uba midbar tihye hashchita benechira. So he says all of these are considered shchitas. And just like if I shecht chulin from the back, it's not called a shchita.
because I didn't do it properly, so too, if I shecht a sir lazazel, or I do regular shechita to a carbon oaf, all of those, it's not called a shechita, because it's not what the Torah demands in this situation. So again, it applies by all of these cases. Interesting that there's one that's not on the list. There's one that's not on the list, and that is shar haniskal. Shar haniskal is not on the list. Why isn't shar haniskal on the list? What do you have to do with a shar? A shar that kills a person? So we have to stone it. So that maybe because it is a not, it applies also to non-kosher animals. Shar haniskal means any animal that killed. Shar is just dibra kasa behove. But any animal that kills has to be killed, even a tarnagol, the Gemara says elsewhere. So maybe that's why it's not on the list. You can't say skilasa zuhi shchitasa. That can't work by a shar niskal. There's even a special makar that says that it's aser bahana, but v'al shar naki. Either way, this is the discussion of these four: egla rufa, sir lazazel, milika, and nechira by animals in the desert, and they have the status of shechita. The other question to deal with is, so how far do we go in terms of assuming that they have the halacha of shechita? So our Gemara says beferish, when it comes to the isser of osov es beno, it has the status of shechita. What about Tosas here deals with? What about tumas nevela? We know if somebody shechs an animal, so the animal is mitaher midei nevela. It's not aser. Even if it turns out to be a treifa, still it does not have tumas nevela. Nevela is one of the avos atumos, and if an animal dies without shechita, it is tamei mishum nevela. A regular shechita is not. The question is, what about this case? Is the seir lazazel, are the evarim mitamei mishum nevela? So the Gemara says elsewhere, Tosas quotes the Gemara Meseches Chulin, that egla arufa is not mitami mishum nevela. Even though I didn't do a shechita, physically I did arifa. The Gemara there says enough ayin, arifa mitaheres midei nevela. So Tosfos extends that and says, lach ora hu adin, in our case, when it comes to tchiyasa letzuk, so if you find one of the limbs of the seir lazazel, it is not mitame mishum nevela. So we have osov es beno, we have tumas nevela. What about, to go to an extreme, what about eating it? What about eating it? So if there's a special din of Aser Bahana, okay, then there's nothing to talk about. You have Egla Rufa, there's a special din. Shom Shom, we learn that from Gzira Shava, that it is Aser Bahana. But what about any of these? Is it, right, the Nechir in the Midbar? So that was Mutar Bahana, you're allowed to eat that. Nechir in the Midbar. So that's already a model, a precedent, where you have one of them that is considered a Malika. Malika you're allowed to eat by a Chata Sa'of. Ola Sa'of is all on the Mizbeach. But Chata Sa'of, in the Mizbeach El Adama, says the Mishnah in Zvachim, and therefore, you have a precedent. So what about by the Seir Lazazel? That's the one that's not explicit. So there's a machlokas later on, we'll have next week, Bez Hashem Adaf Samach Zayin, a machlokas whether the Evarim are Aser Bahana or not. So if you say they're Aser Bahana, that's it. It's just like Egla Arufa, just like the others. But if you say it is Mutar Bahana, so it sounds like some Achronim point out, what about Achila? It sounds like the Gemara there is assuming explicitly that it is for sure not mutter ba'achila. The only question is it mutter ba'hana or not? If you say that on the surface, then you'd have to say that even though we say t'chiyasa l'tzuch zuhi shchitaso, not for all intents and purposes. Even if it applies for osov es beno and for tumas nevela, it would not apply to a heter achila. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in mitzvah kuf pei hei. And he says, it's not mefurish anywhere, says the Minchas Chinuch, v'imdachis asayir v'lo meis. What happens if you push the seer off the cliff and it did not die? So we pass, and then you go down and you kill it in any way. Yered acharav yimisenu b'choldov shemamiso. V'efshar, he says, d'im yered acharav v'hemiso b'shchita. What if you went down, it wasn't dead yet, so you shechted it, efshar d'mutter afachila. Maybe it's even mutter b'achila. And then he says, maybe even without shechting it, v'yachshav Allah b'dayti, he writes that this is in the comments of Mincha that's added on, v'yachshav Allah b'dayti, what I think now says in Minchas Chinuch, di'afilu im nisgalgel min atzuk, v'nase evarim, even if it became limbs, it broke to pieces, lama lo yimutar machila, why shouldn't it be mutter? Just like the Gemara says in Yuma Samach Dalet Ar Gemara, t'chiyasa letzuk zui shchitaso for the Isra of Oso Vesbeno, even though it says shechita, but tchiyas lotzuk is considered the shechita for this. So he says, mali shechita, mali tchiya. What's the difference? Kemo b'malika, like we just said. Just like malika, da hatorah hitira b'mikdash, le'echol, avo b'ju nevela, if I do malika to an achulin animal, it would be nevela, but if I do malika to a carbon oaf, it's mutter to eat. So too, why kiva da Torah tzivta limlok by mikdash? Va'avilei amalika shchita. So kein achinami. After dimutar mo'ivarim b'chila gamkein. He says, mistamit shvi mutar. But then he goes back and says, maybe not. V'yafshar, maybe only by a shchita. Is there a heter achila? Why? Not because it's not a shchita, but heter achila specifically requires what we call shchita. V'zavachta v'achalta, says the pasuk in Perek Yud Beis of Dvarim. Lo hitira hatorah lechol rak aidei zvicha, and malika is considered a zvicha. It's exeris akasav. The Gemara says in Menachos to say that it is mutter, it is not called an avela. But other than that, so it must be that it's a gzeras hakasav that you need that shchita and not this. Aval hechi dei mavur lehedyot the mutter b'achila avagat the Torah tzivsa kein v'lohavi k'shchita rak le'inyan oso the es bino. But that at least is his discussion about whether the avarim that go down on the cliff would be mutter b'achila even or not. So this is again a very graphic line. Number one, we discussed comparing that to other quasi shchitas, ki'ilu shchitas, and number two, how far do you go regarding the halachas of osov es bino and tumas nevela and heter achila? And again, you could think about other nafkaminas that would come up as well in this regard. Okay, we continue. Im shal meis ze sha'ala ala v'chulus, and we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if one of them died, you have to get a pair for the other one. If the Mishnah said, if the one died before the hagrala, then you just bring one other pair. You don't have to do another hagrala. But if it was after the hagrala, you have to bring another pair. That's what we hold. You have to bring another pair and do the hagrala, and then take the one that died. Let's say the shame died. You have to bring that one l'ashem. And if the azazel died, you bring the other one l'azazel. What is not 100% clear is, what about the one that's still there? Let's say the one that was l'ashem died. So you have to bring another l'azazel. So you have to bring another l'ashem. So you get another one that's l'ashem. But now you have two l'azazels. So which one do you use? Or the other side, if the l'azazel died. So that's a machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Sheini Shebezug Rishon Yikrav. The original one. The original one that's been standing there the whole time, the sheni in the first pair, that's the one that's used as a karban. Sheni shibizuk sheni yira, the one that you just achieved now, created now based on the hagrala, that is sent out to graze until it gets a mump. Use the first one. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Sheni shibizuk shrishon yira, sheni shibizuk sheni yikrav. No, the first one is sent out to graze. The second one that you just created now, that's the one that's going to be karav. But my kamiflagi, what's the nekudas amachlokas? Why would he say dafka the first? Why would he say dafka the second? Rav savar ba'alei chayim eina nidachim. We're getting into the sugya of dichui, whether something that gets stained and pushed aside halachically, whether that status stays and taints the item forever. Rav says, everybody agrees that there's a concept of dichui, of having something that is halachically pushed aside, but what does it apply to? Rav says it does not apply to live animals. Rav savar ba'ali chayim eidem nidachim. Does not apply to live animals, and therefore, in the case where you have two se'irim, and let's say the se'ir la'azazel died, and the se'ir la'ashem is standing there, so, is there anything wrong with that? Once you get another pair for that Seir Lashem, no problem, says Rav. Bali Chaim are not Nidachin. And just because at this moment, right when its pair died, you cannot use it. You have to wait to do another Agrala and get another pair. Doesn't matter. There's nothing wrong with that live animal. Bali Chaim aren't Nidachin. Rashi notes that when it comes to Shchutin, the animal's already dead, it's already Shachud, then Rav would agree. Bali Chaim are Nidachin. Right, that's for sure. Right, and that was the Chiddush we had yesterday of Chanan HaMitzri, that he says even if you have the blood there, it's not nidche. That he doesn't hold up the chuyin even that, in that case of shchutin. But otherwise, Rav does agree that Bali Chaim are not nidachin, only shchutin would be nidachin. For Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Bali Chaim nidachin. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even live animals are nidche, have the status of being pushed aside, and therefore that stain stays forever, and therefore the first animal is already nidche. So you take the pair of the second animals, both of them. What would be the svara? What's the svara to say that for Rav? Let's say, go to Rabbi Yochanan across the board. All animals are nidachin. Fine. What's the svara for Rav that a live animal is not nitche? So some Rishonim, the Meiri in Maseches Kedushin says, well, this animal is still alive. Let's say it gets a mum. Let's say something happens. It's going to be able to be redeemed. So it's not
for sure that it has complete status yet, even though it has Kedushas Aguf. So because there's a way out, so that's why it's not going to be considered Nidachin forever, because it's not fully where it's supposed to be in terms of the carbon right now. Rebbe Yashiv goes a step further. Very creatively, he says, I'll tell you why there's a difference. He says, Venira. We know in the context of stealing, gezel, there's a concept called shinui kona. Shinui by gzela makes the item, if the goslin changes the item that he stole, then he still has a chiyuv to return damim, money, but the item, if it is physically changed, he does not have a chiyuv to give back. Hecha, and the Gemara says in Baba Kama, and Tosa discusses this, where somebody steals an animal and then kills it, that's called a shinui. That's called a shinui. Says Rav Yashiv, Hare, de bimisasa mishavikan shinui, de nishtanta mimasha haisa b'chiyusa. A dead animal is different than a live animal. It's a shinui. And now, says Rav Yashiv, the concept of dichui by kachim is only when you have a carbon that could be offered in its exact state, you're allowed to offer it, and boom, it gets stained. It gets tainted. And if it gets tainted right then, so then, it remains tainted forever. But let's say the animal is not fully a carbon yet. You have to do something else. It has to change its reality before it can be used as a carbon. Then dichui wouldn't apply yet. So he said that's what's going on here. When it comes to a shechted animal already, a shechted carbon, that's what dichui would apply. Why? B'matzavo ha'achshavi lo yishtana bo klum. Nothing's going to change right now. It's shechted. All I have to do is burn it on the mizbeach. Ukazera ava hakrev. Va'oso yakriv, imkein kimach nitcha, re nitcha meyakrava, v'kimach nitcha shoveno choser. Mashein kein, Rabbi Yoch Rav holds ba'bali chayim, that the tzubitsuraso shal achshav, lo yiskayim bo hakrava, you can't be makravit in the state that it's in right now, it still has to go through a shinui, meaning it has to be killed. So that's why dichui wouldn't apply. V'zematzinu dekoma sheroui hu yoser lahakrava shayach bo yoser dechiya. We're going to have this again soon. The more something, the closer something is to hakrava, the more dichui applies to it, and the more susceptible it is to dichui. Like we're going to see soon, nira v'nitches compared to dichui meikara, as we'll see soon. But that is the beautiful Rav Yashiv in terms of the chilek. The svar for Rav, why Ba'ali Chaim are not Nidachin, even though Shchutin are Nidachin. So now the Gemara goes through, what's the Makar? My time at the Rav, why does Rav say this? So we just gave a svar, but what's his pasik? So first try. The Yalav mi Mechutzer Zman, he learned it out from Mechutzer Zman, as we had been talking about yesterday. Mechutzer Zman, lav afagav da hashto lochazi. Even by Mechutzer Zman, even though right now it's not good enough. Ki hader mechzi shaper dummy, that's a stain, that's a taint, but after the stain is removed, then you can use it. Right, once the offspring goes from day 6, day 7, day 8, boom, then it's good. So you see, there's a problem that's removed. Hachanami loshna, so too, Ba'ali Chaim, all Ba'ali Chaim are not nidachin. So source number one, says the Gemara, 1 minute, me dummy. How could you compare those two cases, the regular case of Mechutzer Zman versus our case? Hasa by Mechutzer Zman, lo ischazi klau. It was never ro'i, what's called dichui me'ikaro. So maybe there, that stain could be removed. Hacha nire v'nidche. But here, it was ro'i, and now we got a problem. Right now we it's pear died on it. So nire v'nidche is worse than dichui me'ikaro. That is the yesod of the Gemara here, and the Gemara elsewhere discusses that. Ironically, though you might have said the opposite, but only something that is in the parsha and then has some problem with it, that's a worse problem than never being in the parsha in the first place. Tosa discusses other examples of this in Dibur Maskil Hasam, a case of an animal of two shutfin, and Reuven is makdish his half, and then Shimon buys the other half, and then Reuven buys the other half and is makdish it. That's a case of dichui also, because originally you couldn't be makdish the whole thing. But this is an important yesod. Rav Yosef Engel in Lekach Tov, this is in Klal Vav, has an unbelievable discussion of this svara. Why? He quotes, starts off with Artosis, why Nira v'nitche is worse than Dichui Me'ikaro. Says, Lek Artov, and he gives 20 examples. Kedarka Bakodesh, in Halacha. Ukesheye imuvuar, da pisul bekachim, hulafi godel ma'alas akachim.
The greater they are, the harder they fall, as we would say. Ukesheyesh al hakodesh yoser chashivus u'ma'ala. When there's greater chashivus to an item, azay adaraba hare hapisul hu yoser hafachilo mipa'as ma'alaso. Then the psul is more problematic. V'yalkein adaraba hapisul chazaku poelbo v'yoser. V'yalkein, and therefore, kol shekfar nire be'ezizman v'kfar kibel ma'ala v'chashivus mipa'as haru'yos lakrava. A carbon that's already in the parshan, it's on its way to being hukrav. V'yachar kach nifsal azay hapisul poelbo v'yoser u'madcheyu gamal acharezman sheyistalik hapisul ma'she'enkein dichui me'ikaro, where it was never in the first place, shalohaya roya dying b'shum zman v'lo haya lo ma'ala me'olam alkein ein hapisol hefechilo. It's not as dangerous and as torpedoing getting rid of it. Vein mispal ben hapisol kol kach l'sheyutche gamal acharei zman is talkos hapisol. And you find this by many examples, and he quotes many other halachas. He finds a Yisrael that dies is metame ba'ohel. An Ove Kochavim that dies is not metame ba'ohel. Why not? Tuma! They're more tame! The answer is, the Jew had more kedusha when he was alive, so death to a Jew, to a Yisrael, brings more tuma. Or the Gemara in the Tosfos and Maseches Bechoros, and not Mem Zayin, where the Gemara talks about a kohenes, shenivala la'akum. A kohenes that's nivala to an akum is treated like a zara. And her child is a total Yisrael, totally. And her child will be chayiv in pidyon aben. Chayiv in abe heislaim. And Tosfos says, v'yafilu kdushas levi pakamina. A kohenes doesn't even go down to a levi. Even though a levi eishes kohen shenispeis umifsala betruma, lo pakamina kdushas olinin heislaim. Al kolze kohenes shenishbeis garat fe. Says Tosfos, a kohenes that's nivalalagoy is worse than a leviyah nivalalagoy. The leviyah nivalalagoy can still be ma'aser rishon, still on that level. Mashenkin kohenes. Why? Because the higher you are, says the Rav Yosef Engel, the kohenes yesh ba kedusha yoser gedola akin adaraba chilul habias akum poel ba biyoser umafkia hakedusha legamre ve'ein nishar afilu kedushas leviyah. Mashenki when it comes to others. And he says, and that's why Me'ila only affects Kachay Kachim and doesn't affect Kachay Kalim. It's all about whenever you have a problem, right? If you have a larger balloon, then there's a greater pop when you pop it, more than if you have a smaller balloon. And then he says, amazing. Rabbi Yosef Engel puts together halacha and lamdis and agada. It's all, he had everything on his fingertips. The Gemara says, Imsachim, Gedolash Sina. And the Gemara in Pesachim Memtes, where it talks about Rabbi Akiva, hated Talmidei Chachamim in the beginning of his life. Gedola sinna shesonim amei haaretz as Talmidei Chachamim. Great is the sinna that amei haaretz hate Talmidei Chachamim. And the Gemara says the worst are shana upireish yoser mikulan. People who used to be in the parsha, used to be connected to Torah, and then they threw it away. Those are the most difficult people that we have to deal with. It's exactly, he says, the same idea. Zeshek far shana v'kibel ma'ala satora hinei b'prishaso mimena v'davakba. When he separates us efo ha'pchisos ahiyah misnagedes ala Torah hinei ha'pchisos azos po'elos bo b'yoser v'yatsuma b'yoser. It's much more dangerous and painful. V'yalkeinu yoser soni atramid chacha mimishalo shana klal. Even more than anyone who never learned. That's like nireh v'nidcha is worse than dichui me'ikaro. And then he quotes one other one. We'll just mention the Gemara in Ksubis, and that is Ashreichem Yisrael. The Gemara in Ksubis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Jews, you are praised. Bizman she'osim ritzono shel makom ein kol uma v'lashon yicholo l'shlopahen. When we are following the ways of Hashem, no nation can beat us. Ubizman she'ein osim ritzono shel makom. And when we're not following the ways of Hashem, there's no nation that's lower. As Rabbi Yosef Engel, it sounds like the Ashreichem Yisrael is going on both halves of the statement. Why does it, what's so good about the second half? What's Ashreichem Yisrael? When you're the worst? When you don't listen to Hashem, you're the worst. The answer is yes. Because, why are we so downtrodden? Because that's only because we have such kedusha when we are following the Ratzon Hashem. Ma Ashra V'tuvo, Umazeh Shamar Ashreichem Yisrael, Demuchav Techoy HaKol Dvarav, V'yafilu Abava De'ein Osin. Ulam HaKavana Bazeh Gamkein, he says, L'fi Darkeinu, Da'giron Po'el B'yoser, L'fi Godel HaMaila, V'yalkein Yisrael, She'ishla Maila Yoser, the Jews who have a greater mila, lachein giraon upchisus haavera al ritzono yizbarach, then it's even worse. That's Ashreichem Yisrael, that we're given over beyond Behemton Shel Umos HaOlam. When we're not Oser Rishono Shel Makom, that proves our great potential when we use the potential. And again, there are many other applications, but this is Reb Yosef. This is Reb Yosef Engel. When you're in the Parsha, when you're near Reb Nitche, so then that is even worse than Dichui Mei Karo. Okay. We continue. So the Gemara says, well, back to the question. So what is the source for Rabbi Yochanan that for Rav that Bali Chaim are not Nitche? So we tried to bring a raya from Mechusar's Man, that didn't work, because maybe Mechusar's Man is different, because that's Dichui Meikaro. So Ela Hainu Taima de Rav. So we have a different try. The Yalof Mi Balmum Over. You learn it from a temporary Balmum. Balmum over, lav afagav de lo chazi hashta, ki hader mechza shaper dummy. Just like a balmum over, there's an isser daraisa to be makar of a balmum over. Separate one of the 613. But if after the mum passes, the balmum is no longer a balmum. It doesn't stay with him forever, that status. So that's the makar. A balmum over is also nirev nitche, and yet it works. So all cases of nirev nitche by Baal HaChayim would be okay, and you would not say it is Nitche forever. Good, says the Gemara, V'hasa min alon. But it's okay, so fine. That's true, that's a good makar, but how do you know it by the source? How do you know that a Baal Mum Over is ro'i to be makar v'gabi ha-mizbeach? Maybe there's no such thing as a Baal Mum Over. A Baal Mum means the Mum is Over, but maybe the status is permanent. So, hasa min alon, dechziv, because the Pasuk says, ki mashchasam bohem mum bam. Their corruption is in them. The mum is in them. Talking about Bali mum. Mum bum hu delo yeratsu. Only if the mum is in them, is it not merutze? Ha'avar mum on yeratsu. But once the mum passes, then it will be merutze, and you'll be able to bring them as a carbon. So that's Rav's makar. Reb Yochanan. What about Reb Yochanan, who says that in our case, you give the sheni shibazuk sheni? And he argues, Bali chaim arni dachin. So Reb Yochanan would say this is an exception. Reb Yochanan, miet rachmana, bahem, Heimu tchi avers mumon yiratzu. Only by them, if their mum passes yiratzu, hakol dechuyin halvenitchu nitchu. But by all other dechuyin, once they get the status of nitche, they are permanently ruined. Period. If you look in the, I'll just finish the whole sentence and then we'll come back. V'rav ahu bahem. So what does Rav do with that bahem? He doesn't want to limit it because he extends the principle. He has a different limud. Hahu bahem be'inayhu delo mirtzu. What is in them? Where they are there by themselves. If you have a baal mum that's by itself, you cannot give it as a karbon. Ha'al yedei ta'arov es mirtzu. But if it got mixed up somehow, then you can be makel and give it. The only isser is when it is by itself. Right? Similar to what we have in other contexts of halacha. We have mamzer vaday aser, mamzer safik mutter. We have in cases of arla in Maseches Kedushin. So sometimes safek is automatically mutter. So the tarov is mirtzu. Kedetzan, the Mishnah says, evarim tamim and bevarim bali mum. The Mishnah says, if you have limbs that got mixed up between tam and baal mum animals, Rebbe Eliezer omer, as long, if you didn't give any yet, then you can't give. But im karav harosh shalechan mehem, yakrivo kol harosh and kulan. Karav shalechan mehem, yakrivo kol hakarav kulam. Rebbe Eliezer says you can be pretty makel. Once you are makriv one of them, so then you could just be makriv all the other ones. You could assume that the first one that was given was the baal mum, and the other ones are able to be hukrav. So you learn that from this pasuk. V'chachamim omrim, afilu karav kulan. Chutz meyechan mehem, yetzil beis asreifa. Chacham says, no, even if there's only one left, you cannot. You cannot be makrivit, because you have to assume that this last one is the baal mum one. Ve'idach, nafkalei mi bam bahem, and Rabbi Yochanan learns it out from the extra hay. Ve'idach, bam bahem lo darish, the other one does not darshin the extra hay. Period, stop there for a moment to haaretz. You look at the Chashuke Chemet here, today's case talking about a baal mum over. So he discusses a question in halacha, and that is, we know if somebody has an eved and they knock out his tooth or his eye, lachavshi shachen otachashino, as the pasuk says in Parsha Mishpatim. The question is, what happens if he knocks out a tooth, but then he can put it back in? He puts it back in b'hashtala, meaning it's a baal mum over, but you can replace it. So does the eved go free in that case? And the root of the suffix is, what is the mechayiv of yitzia lecherus by Shane Va'ayin? Is it the act that is motzi, or is it the result that the Eved does not have his tooth? That's the Shiloh. Study asafik came haim chisaran ha'ever hu agorim liyitzia lecheiris, missing it. V'im kein im hishtol asashen lo yatzah lecheiris, kivish inkan chisaran ever. Or do you say no? Shema hakah kazu ha'mapil ha'shen. It's just the hakah that is mapil. Hi agoremis liyitzia lecheiris. And therefore, even if you put it back in, it is still considered a hakah shalapal ha'shen, and he would go free. So he says that Rav Yashiv, his father-in-law, said, he brought a raya, that the Eved should go free, even in this case. Even if you can put it back in. Why? Because the Gemara discusses in Maseches Kiddushin. What if a person knocks out a baby tooth, what the Gemara calls a shein chalav, a tooth that the baby uses to nurse with, meaning a baby tooth. If you knock out a baby tooth, the Gemara says, based on a pasuk, the Eved does not go free. Does not go free. So says Rabbi Yashiv, it sounds like without the pasuk, it would go free, even though it's going to grow back in. He's not left without teeth. Mashmishim lo hayalimud mayan mayayin hayino omrim shafilu lehoti shein chalav hayavet hayyotzei lecheiros afilu shlo yu hayavet mechusar eiver. So he seems from there that an eved would go free, even though it can't be put back in, even though it's considered an over, it's only temporary, but in that case, we would let the eved, and make the master free his eved. Number one on mum over. The other point to mention here is, actually let's just finish first, and then we'll continue a little bit more. Ularav. First wide line now. So we had a limud to teach me if there was a mixture that it is still mutter. Actually, we'll just mention it here, and then we'll continue, because it's really on here. The Maariv Chayis here notes, it sounds like this Gemara is against the Rambam. And some Achronim use this Gemara against the Rambam. Which Rambam? Very famous Rambam. The Rambam says in Ilchos Tumas Meis, in the ninth parak, that the principle of Safik, Da'oraisa L'chumra, is a Din D'Rabbanan. Meaning, on a Da'oraisa level, any Safik Da'oraisa is Lakula. The principle of being machmir by a Safik D'Oraisa is only D'Rabbanan itself. That's the Shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis. Ve'ein tami min haTorah, says the Rambam, elamisha nitba tumav adas, avo kol asvekos, bein betumos, bein b'machalos asuros, bein ba'arayos, v'shabasos, ein choshishin lahem elami devei sofrim. Kamo shebi'arna b'hilchos yisuri biya u'bekam makomos. Famous Rambam, machlokas Rambam versus everybody else, versus the Rashba and the Ran v'chulu. So, the question the Maariv Chayis here points out is, this Gemara sounds like you need a pasuk to tell me that if the Baal Mum limbs get mixed up, it's mutter. What do you mean if the Baal Mum gets mixed up? Just, what do you mean? It's on a Daraisa level, it's mutter anyway. Somebody Daraisa Lakula. So the fact that you need a pasuk sounds like on a, you should be machmir on a Daraisa level, comes along the pasuk and says you can be mekel. So according to the Rambam, what are we talking about? So either you have to say that our case is not talking about a full-fledged suffix. What if it's just one and one? Is that enough of a suffix? That's a quick discussion of the Ritva here. Either way, the Maariv Chayis says, the answer to the question is that this is considered what's called Ikva Isura. The Isur is already established in this situation, similar to by Asham Talui, we say the principle of Ikva Isura, and the Rambam would agree in the case of Ikva Isura that Savik Daraisa is a Din Daraisa. So that's what he says here, but again, that's an important sheet to be aware of. And how he works out various Gemaras is always a discussion in the Achronim. Okay, now we're back to the first wide line. Ula Rav. Now back to Rav. Rav says that you're makriv the first one. Nihina mi de bali chayim enem nidachim. So far, and he says the bali chayim is not nidach. And then the first pair that lost its partner can be used. But yiboy hai nakriv, yiboy hai nakriv. So why does he say you have to use the first one? He should say you can use either one. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to use the second one, because Bali Chaim Nidachin. But at least, why doesn't he say he could use the either one? So Amar Rava, Rav Sava like Rabbi Yossi, to Amar Mitzvah Barishon, maybe he holds like Rabbi Yossi, who says, Mitzvah Barishon, hey Rabbi Yossi, same exact five lines that we had at the end of the previous parak, two blad ago, which Rabbi Yossi says that Mitzvah Barishon, and we discussed then all the different permutations and ramifications of being involved in a mitzvah and switching and Rishon that we discussed then. So, hey Rabbi Yossi, e name Rabbi Yossi hit the kupos, is it Rabbi Yossi of the Shkalim case? It's not, as the Mishnah says in Shkalim. Shalosh kupos shal shalosh shalosh se'in, shebahen tarmenes halishka. Whenever you did the chumas halishka, you put it into three containers. The kasav alein aleph beis gimel, and you write on it those three letters. Vitanya am Rabbi Yossi, lama kasav alein aleph beis gimel. Why is it so important to remember the order? Leida eza mehen nitra much rishon, lahavi emen arishon. To know which one was taken out first, because you want to take out the shkalim from there. Shem mitzvah barishon. So is that's the Rabbi Yossi. So is that the Rabbi Yossi that Rav is holding like?
Says the Gemara, no, Dilma Shiny Hasa, maybe there's different. The Be'idna de Ischazi Kamaisa lo Ischazi Basraisa. There is different, because by the Shkolim, at the time that the first one is Ro'i, lo Ischazi Basraisa, you took out the first bunch of Shkolim. So stop time for a minute. So the first one is Ro'i, the second one's not Ro'i yet. You didn't take it out. Then you take out the second one, then you take out the third one. But here, you can't be makriv the Se'irim to do respectively what you're supposed to do with each of them until you have the pair back. So really, they both become Ro'i again at the same time. So maybe there you wouldn't say mitzvah barishon. So that's not comparable. Say, Ela Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. Rabbi Yossi of Pesach. The Tanya the Braisa says, Hamafrish pischo va'avad vivish achar tachtov. If your mafrish of Pesach lost it, get another one. V'yakach nimsa harishon. V'arishneim omdin. And you find the original one before you shech the Pesach. They're both here. Eza meshi yirza yakrib derech hacham. And the chams say you use either one you want. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mitzvah Barishon. And again, Rabbi Yossi says, Mitzvah Barishon. V'im ha'yashini muvchar mimenu yivyenu. If the second one is muvchar, says the Gemara on top, then you should bring the second one. But that's the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, that's a case of Mitzvah Barishon, because you both have them standing here. Tosfos, the Ritva, and others point out that the muvchar halacha by the Sheni only applies where you're going to get something out of it. Meaning, Tosfos has the suffix by Si'ir HaMishtaleach. If you have a choice, there's no Achilas Adam. There's no Achilas Mizbeach. Do you really need a Muvchar? So the Ritva, the Tosfos, has noted to say no. Tosfos on top. Inami Shemelo Shayach HaMilsa Ela Bigvulin. Open Nasim Ba'azara. Avo Basir HaMishtaleach. U Basir HaPnimi HaNisraf. Chutzla Shalos Machnos. Maybe they still do. Mitzvah Barishon overrides the Muvchar because you don't really need a Muvchar there. It's not going to any acceptor. It's not going Lashem, and it's not going to a person. I saw one of the Achronim point out, especially according to the Ramban that we mentioned a few weeks ago. The Ramban that describes the Seir Lazazel as a Matana to the dark side that Hashem commands us to bring. Says the Ramban, if you remember, giving the mashal of what the Lazazel is about. V'eina kavana b'sir mishtaleach. She hei karban me'itanu elav chalila. Aval shetia kavana seinu la'asos ritzon barenu. And he gives the mashal. If a king makes a su'uda, and then he tells his servant to give a present to so-and-so, so giving the present to so-and-so is not serving so-and-so, it's serving the adon that told me to give the present to so-and-so. And that's exactly what happens here. And that's why it's the gorolos, because we're not choosing. Is Hashem choosing? Kiilu hayakoin makdash osam bepel Hashem lazazel haya kaoved elav v'noder lishmo aval haya mamid osam lefnei Hashem pesach ha'amoed kishneya matana l'Hashem v'hu nasan mehem la'avdo hachelek sheyavolo meis Hashem. Hashem chooses to give one to one of his sarim who hipa lahem gorel v'yado chalak lahem v'ein anachnu mechavenim b'shilucho ela l'ratzon Hashem. And that's why we don't shecht it. That's why we can't shecht it, because if it's to the dark forces, so to speak, then we can't shecht it, because that would give the impression that we're serving the dark forces. But that's also, I saw one of the Achronim point out, maybe that you don't need Muvchar in that case. You don't need Muvchar for the La'azazel. That's what you wouldn't need. Okay. Right. So we have a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rava. Deka masnisan kavase de Rav, ubraisa kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. The language of the Mishnah supports Rav, and the braisa is explicit like Rabbi Yochanan. Masnisa kavase de Rav, our Mishnah that we had at the beginning of the parak. Sounds like Rav. Diktani, because that's the language of the Mishnah. Im shel shame meis, if the one that was Lashem died, zesh ala alava goro Lashem yiskayim tachtav. The one that was Lashem goes instead of him. The Mishnah doesn't say a word about the other one. It sounds like the idach kitakai kai. The one that was Lazazel is still there. You don't do anything with the one that was Lazazel, because that one doesn't need any substitute. So it's the Mishnah is implicit, seems like Rav. And Braisa kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. The Braisa is explicit like Rabbi Yochanan. It's funny. Sheni, eni yodei im sheni shebizug rishon. Im sheni shebizug sheni. I'm not sure which sheni to use. Kshu omer yomad chai velo shachavei romeis. So I know the answer when it says it should stand alive and not whose friend died. My mashma, what does that mean? Yomad chai velo shekfar amad. It's only an animal that stands, does one amida,
and not two. And therefore, if you use the original animal that's still there, that'll be a second amida. That's Rabbi Yochanan who says you have to use the second one. Tanan, 1 minute, but now let's talk about the end of our Mishnah. The Od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Remember Rabbi Yehuda said at the end of our Mishnah, Nishpach Adam Yamus HaMishtaleach. If the dam spilled out of the Chatas Lashem, then the Mishtaleach has to die. Meis HaMishtaleach Yishafech Adam. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda says, then they're both not usable. Bishlam other Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan works fine. Da Amar Bali Chayim Nidachim Mishamach Yamus HaMishtaleach. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand why Rabbi Yehuda says what he says, because the Bali Chayim that's standing here is Nidach. And therefore, you can't use it. Ela l'rav d'amar ba'ali chayim einem nidachim amayamus ha-mishtaleach. But according to Rav, why must the mishtaleach die? It's not permanently stained. Amalecha Rav, alibad Rabbi Yehuda lo kamina. Rav says, well, I'm not talking about it in Rabbi Yehuda. Ki kamina alibad Rabbanan. That's I hold like the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda might hold ba'ali chayim nidachim. I don't hold that way. So now the Gemara flips it. Bishlam ala Rav. So according to Rav, I understand now. Bahapligi. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. Bahapligi, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. I know the root machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan, whether Baalei Chayim are nidachin. Ela the Rabbi Yochanan, but my pligi. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, so what's the machlokas about? If everybody is supposed to hold Baalei Chayim nidachin, so Amar Rava, Harmin and Daika Masisa, Kavasis the Rav. Oh, we already set up above. The Mishnah supports Rav. So this is another tzad to explain that the Mishnah supports Shitas Rav. Rabbi Yochanan will not fit into the Mishnah in Hachi Nami. Okay, we'll have to stop here. With Hashem, we will continue in Shnei Perek, Shnei Sirei, next time.